You are listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network, which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network at blueberry.com. That is BLUBRRY.com. Welcome once again to Big Band Serenade. It's where we meet every week to enjoy the music of the big band and to remember. So sit back and let's enjoy the memories of the big band era.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a hand out on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Well, welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade, and this week we're going to be listening to the great band leader Phil Harris, which is probably best remembered today for his association with Jack Benny and his marriage with Alice Faye. Harris never had any big success in the music industry in the way that Benny Goodman or Glenn Miller did, but he did have his niche. Though he recorded few hits in his day, he still managed to etch out his name prominently into the musical history books. As a youngster, Harris played drums and did sound effects in local silent movie theaters. During the 1920s, he played drums in the orchestras of Francis Craig and Henry Halstead. In the late 1920s, he and pianist Carol Loftner formed an orchestra of their own. The Loftner-Harris Orchestra enjoyed a long stay at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. Harris played drums and sang, sitting up front center stage instead of behind the orchestra. In 1932, the band left the St. Francis and began to tour. Shortly into the tour, Loftner and Harris dissolved their partnership, and Harris, who was always the main attraction of the band anyway, took over sole leadership. Harris moved the orchestra to Los Angeles, where they were headquartered at the Coconut Grove during the mid-1930s. They starred in several Hollywood shorts and found steady work on the radio. Leah Ray was the vocalist in the mid-1930s, and during the early 1940s, Ruth Robbins sang. In 1936, Harris replaced Don Bester as Jack Benny's musical director, working on Benny's radio program and films. Harris became a popular member of the show, earning himself a reputation as a good comedian. In 1941, Harris married Alice Faye. The couple went on to host Fitch Bandwagon radio series during 1946 to 1948 and their own radio program that you all know, The Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show from 1948 to 1954. Harris's best known musical hit was That's What I Like About the South. In 1950, he recorded a hit novelty song that you heard at the beginning of the show, The Thing, for RCA. Harris appeared quite often on television up through the 1970s. He was also the voice of Baloo, the bear, in the classic Walt Disney animated film, The Jungle Book, and provided voices for several other Disney films as well. Phil Harris will be remembered for his great voice, his great singing talent, and a way to communicate with the audience. He passed away at the age of 91 in 1995. Well, this is going to be a fun program, so sit back and just enjoy Phil Harris at his best. Our first number is Fit as a Fiddle.
Now, Leah Ray says she's fit as a fiddle. Well, don't brag, Leah, because a certain young lady told me that I had more brass than my whole orchestra.
Thank you. as a fiddle and ready for love. Why, I could jump over that moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. I feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon those church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. And those church bells will be ringing with the hey nonny nonny and the hot jot jot. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh what did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Okay, now let's listen to his hit, That's What I Like About the South, from 1947.
Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey, where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, old sugar cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn, bread, black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Ah, don't take one, have two there. Dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Well, it's away, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens to keep a dreaming, those dreamy dreams for let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box, back coat, and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. On and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Dua Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will do. Why did it? Didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't tell me those no good lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50, PDQ, rosy red and violet and pink, I'm gonna get old 50, I don't think. Got backbones and turnip greens, ham hocks and butter beans, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Well, that should bring back a lot of memories to a lot of you from the late 40s and the early 50s on television, especially I think he performed that on the Jack Benny Show. Our next song is called Come On, Got Up.
And now the time is approximately 6 a.m. in the morning. Leah Ray is the newly married wife, and I'm going to play the part of that musician husband that just finished a Saturday night at the Elks Club. It's called Come On, Get Up. Thank you. Tick tock, tick tock, oh, how I love to sleep in the morning.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Oh, gosh darn that clock, it wakes me up every dawn.
I know you like to sleep the morning through.
Yes, but honey, today there's lots of work for me to do.
Come on, get up. Please, honey dear, it's awfully late.
Oh, must I get up?
Now, you should not procrastinate. Remember, dear, you've got a real big deal that sure is hot.
The deal can wait.
Well, gee, it's after 8. Come on, get up. The water's ready in the tub.
Oh, gee, I wish I knew someone to give my head a real good rub.
The coffee's about to brew.
Have you fixed my breakfast, too?
There's nothing left for me to do. Come on, get up.
Oh, honey, now you know I'm awfully tired.
Well, I know you are, Phil, but gee, I'm tired, too. And you know, if you lose this deal, you may be fired.
Yes, and what's to do about it when the rent comes due?
Come on, get up.
Now, dear, did you hear what I said?
Now, honey, please, you know I can't come back to bed.
Oh, throw that clock away.
First make the deal okay and say.
We'll sleep forever and a day.
Come on, get up.
Yes. Now, dear, will you leave me alone?
Oh, will you please get up? Oh, now, you're wanted on the phone.
Well, just say that I'm not in. The phone this early is a sin. I'm getting cross.
Not so loud, Phil. It's the boss. Come on, get up. Sweetheart, it's such a lovely day.
Yeah, will you just pull down the shade? I'd rather stay right in the hay.
Well, you know you slept all night.
No, I didn't sleep all night, 'cause you kicked me most all night.
Come on, get up.
Well, have you got my shirt and tie all ready?
I certainly have, and here's your toothbrush and the paste.
Oh, honey, you know that stuff I drank last night makes me so unsteady. And my mouth has got a novel, dark brown taste.
Oh, come on, get up.
Okay, but first give me a kiss.
Oh, dearie me, somehow I've been expecting this. Now, honey, for my sake.
All right, sweetheart, I'll stay awake, but can't you give me a little break?
Come on, get up. Will you please get up, Phil? Mother's coming over for breakfast this morning.
Oh, your mother's coming over. Well,
yes.
Some reason or other, I'm not the least bit
now,
hungry.
Now, why do you want to act
your
that
mother,
way,
you always
your
have
mother
to bring in your relation. Where's
you know,
my
I'd be
sock?
Nice
well, I didn't
ask
that.
And so far, far into the night.
And now we're going to listen to Pink Elephants.
Now I'm going to sing Pink Elephants. And you needn't be so skeptical because I've seen them too.
Thank you.
it was 5 o'clock this morning when I finally walked into my house. Yes, and all those little men were following me, and I was as nervous as a mouse. You see, I'd been out on one of those parties that didn't break up until 4, and then when I finally woke up this morning, let me tell you what I saw. Pink elephants on the table, pink elephants on the chair. Pink elephants were on my ceiling. Yes, yes, they were everywhere. So I put my head right in the bed, and then I said a prayer. And when I finally came to and blinked my eyes, what do you suppose was there? Pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants on my wall, and a lavender alligator was running my shoes up and down the hall. Yes, I'm all through making that whoopee, because I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see again those pink elephants anymore. Yes. Elephants on the table, pink elephants were on the chair, pink elephants decorated my ceiling. Yes, they were climbing around everywhere. So I put my head right in the bed, and then I said a prayer. And when I finally came to and blinked my eyes, look ahead, what do you suppose was there? There they were, those elephants, yes. They were on the ceiling and on the wall. And there he was, that alligator had my shoe just tearing up and down that hall. Now I'm all through making whooping, because I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see again those pink elephants anymore.
When we're listening to his songs, don't forget that he had a great band behind him. Our next song is It's a Rainy Day.
And now Leah Ray and I will spend a rainy day, just about what I can afford. Rainy day, share my umbrella.
Well, yes, but say, you're not the kind of fella who'd ask me over to his apartment just to look at the pictures.
Well, it's a rainy day. A rainy day, we can't go walking.
I know, but we can stand here talking. But then I'm hoarse.
And you've forgotten your goulashes.
See, it's a rainy day.
Honey, would a drink do you good? Yeah, I think that it would, somehow. I vow.
Well, may I ask for a sip? Got a flask on your hip right now?
Well, not now, but here comes a cab. Come on, let's grab it.
Well, I don't trust men who have that habit.
Well, you really might get double pneumonia.
Gee, it's a rainy day.
A rainy day? You know, I'm really glad I met you.
A rainy day, I won't forget you.
Gee, you know, it's nice that we can both be sharing this taxi.
It's such a rainy day.
Well, then why don't you come on and stop being formal?
Oh, no, take it easy now. Get right back to normal. Or else, you know, you'll be the only one in this taxi.
Yeah, well, it's still a rainy day. What I sought long in vain, I have caught in the rain today. Yes, it looks like it's my day.
Do I look like a fish? Well, I'm hooked and I wish to stay all day.
That's it. Now I'll take you home.
Thanks.
But not to your home.
Oh, well, do you think I'll feel at home in your home?
Absolutely. And then we'll begin where we leave off in this taxi.
All on a rainy day.
Is that okay, honey?
Okay.
Driver, take us to the YMCA.
Just a minute.
From that tune, you can see why Phil Harris and Lea Ray and his orchestra were pretty popular. Our next song is Ah, But I've Learned.
And now Lea Ray opens her mouth wide and sounds array to the tune of Ah, But I've Learned.
Love and eyes could throw me to the skies, ah, but I've learned. Now, who could ever guess that someone's fond caress could bring the happiness for which I've yearned? All that somebody's kiss could bring a whirl of bliss, ah, but I've learned. You're the one who brought me dear, you brought my heaven near, I love you so. More than you know, and I wouldn't trade a thing with millionaire or king, cause I'm on a throne all of my own. Now life's a serenade, and for the prayers I've made, I'm sure that I've been paid more than I've earned, because I never knew that you would love me too, ah, but I've learned. Love and eyes could thrill me to the skies, ah, but I've learned. Now who could ever guess that someone fond caress could bring the happiness for which I've yearned? All that somebody's kiss could bring a whirl of bliss, ah, but I've learned. You're the one who taught me dear, you brought my heaven near, I love you so. More than you know, and I wouldn't trade a thing with millionaire or king, cause I'm on a throne all of my own. Now life's a serenade, and for the prayers I've made, I'm sure that I've been paid more than I've earned. Because I never knew that you would love me too. Ah, oh, but I've learned.
Lovely, Leah, lovely.
Our next song is one that some of you may remember. Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
And now to the Coconut Grove, where the music of Phil Harris controls the movement of the stars. Say, Phil, have you a good table for us this evening?
Yes, I have, Tom, and thank you very much. Hello, everybody. This is Phil Harris, and with the best intentions in the world. And now I'm going to sing, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And I'm not kidding. Run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. A half a million boots went slugging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Why, say, don't you remember, they call me Al. Why, it was Al all the time. Why, say, can't you remember? Why, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Thank you. Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Why, once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Yes, I built that tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Why, once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. I have a million boots, went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Why, say, don't you remember, they call me Al. Why, it was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, why, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spell a dime?
Well, Phil's songs always told a story. Our next one is called Black-Eyed Susan Brown.
They call her Black-Eyed Susan Brown. And why it's Black-Eyed Susan Brown.
Black-Eyed Susan Brown.
Well, our next song will illustrate his ability to perform with that great deep Tennessee accent that he had and his ability to really present a story. It's called That Dame Called Mame.
And now, folks, I have a real surprise for you. My new gal is in town, and she happens to be sitting right over here in the Coconut Grove, and if you'll all just relax for a few moments, I'd sure like to tell you all about her. Yes. Now, look over there.
Where?
Right over there.
Ah.
Where I'm pointing to. Oh, there's a certain gal. And listen to me, pals. Why, she's there. Yes, sitting right over there, and she's got everything. Why, every Joe and Cal would really like her for his gal. Now, she's the college boy's desire, made all the other gals all retire. She's hotter than a Chicago fire, that dame called name. She's the gal who sets styles. She's the gal who drives men wild. She ties that traffic up for miles, that dame called name. Now, you may think Cleopatra had all these men piled up in heaps. Forget about it, my gal Mamie's got more guys on the side than Cleo had for keeps. She knows her P's and Q's, you bet. Good to look at, but awfully hard to get. She put 5 millionaires in debt. Isn't she cute? She's only 3. On the golf links, how she struts. Bobby Jones even misses putts. Who's the reason? No one but that dame called me. Now, Gable loves, that ain't no bluff, because he's getting plenty to know his stuff. But who made that Clarkie yell enough? Oh, maybe, maybe, maybe. A certain movie actress, folks, who is really noted for her pash, had one look at my little Mamie. Now, they got her back there slinging hash. The prince says she's the last word. Now she wears crown jewels, we've heard. She's not blonde, but she's preferred. Oh, maybe, maybe, maybe. Boys from Yale and Notre Dame, California and Tulane, all have their garters on. Who do you think's to blame? No one but my little Mamie. Now coaches all forget their tricks. The backfields, they get their signals mixed. Who put football in this fix? Mamie, will you stand up and bow and bow? You take the dean, he's 60. You'd swear that he's no fool. But the rumors are going all over town that my Mamie owns the school. All the props are getting sore, cause these guys won't graduate anymore. And who do you think caused that Chinese war? Oh, Mamie, 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 you little rascal, you. What did you say, honey? Oh, you're ready to go? Well, I didn't know that, but I'll be right over. Yes, sir. Well, you folks out there, pardon me.
Well, that was fun. Our next song is called A Second Heart for Sale by Leah Ray.
Yes, sir. And now Leah Ray has a second-hand heart for sale. Now, if you only had a repossessed liver, we might make a deal, Leah.
Of my second-hand haul for sale. So it's on a racket, just a wee little bit there, showing a few signs of wear, but it could be mended with care. The price I know is really very low. I'd only ask a little kiss or so. So won't somebody come along and say, I'll take it, cause it's bargain day, second-hand haul for sale.
Thank you.
gonna find a certain someone who will make it just as good as new. My second-hand hall for sale. I know it wasn't used so very much. It only needs somebody's gentle touch. So won't somebody try to patch it up and see if he can match it up? My second-hand hall for sale. Though it's kind of ragged, it's just a wee little bit bare, showing a few signs of wear, but it could be mended with care. The price I know is really very low. I'd only ask a little kiss or so. So won't somebody come along and say, I'll take it, cause it's bargain day, second-hand hall for sale.
Thank you very kindly, Leah.
Oh, only Phil can spin this tale called Minnie the Mermaid.
And now, let me tell you why a certain species of fish never come to the ocean surface. It's all because of that deep sea vamp, Minnie the Mermaid.
And I sing with delight as I spend most night. Neath that billowy ocean with you.
Last night I dreamed that I was down in the bottom of the sea, down in that salty water, and I met a maiden fair who had a cottage there. Of course, she didn't have it in her own name, but anyway, we had it. And she had a tale of a fish for a train, but oh, how that gal could entertain. And what a time I had with Minnie the mermaid down in the bottom of the sea. Say, I lost all my troubles there amongst the bubbles. Why, she was just as sweet as she could be. And every night when those starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Oh, what a time I had with Minnie the mermaid down in her seaweed bungalow. Down in her seaweed bungalow. Now Minnie was just as sweet as any girl possibly could be. Oh, but I don't know, that night there must have been something terribly wrong with me. Oh, what a time I had with Minnie the mermaid down in the bottom of the sea. Say, I lost all my morals there amongst the corals. Why, Minnie made a whale out of me. Y'all remember Father Neptune? Well, he even met Minnie one day. That's just exactly why he stays down below. Oh, oh, what a time I had with Minnie the mermaid down in her seaweed bungalow. Oh, down in her seaweed bungalow.
Well, we've got one final song before we end the Big Band Serenade for today. I do hope that you enjoyed the Big Band Serenade, and I pray that everything will go well with you this week. Come again next week and bring a friend as we listen to My Kind of Country from 1940.
Thank you. my kind of country. Round that last bend we're heading for. Old-timers, stay with me, and tonight we'll see my kind of country once more. There lives my kind of people, where that sundown smiles bright and red. Old-timer, I'll strike gold where my eyes behold my kind of country ahead. Travel home, travel home, maybe 9 more miles, maybe 10. May I ever grieve if I ever leave my kind of country again.